From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. With just days to go until the deadline for dealing with the Highway Trust Fund, Congress is set to go the short-term route, a temporary extension. The fund pays the federal share of road and bridge construction projects, and as NPR's Juana Summers reports, the two chambers of Congress have been quarreling over it for weeks.
Senate and House lawmakers have been at odds over how to keep the Highway Trust Fund flush and paying for projects. The Senate was working on a six-year plan. The House wanted just a temporary extension. House Speaker John Boehner says it's a means to a more permanent end.
I want a long-term highway bill that's fully paid for. That's been the goal all year. It continues to be the goal.
This punts the next deadline for coming to terms on a highway bill to the end of October. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.
Several Republican lawmakers say they want to cut federal funding for Planned Parenthood after anti-abortion activists released an edited series of undercover videos showing what the activists say are Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal body parts. Planned Parenthood, though, denies making any illegal profit from tissue sales. At a rally on Capitol Hill today, Republican presidential hopeful Senator Ted Cruz says the organization should stop receiving millions of dollars in federal funds.
I call upon the United States Congress right now, today, to stand up and lead and to defund Planned Parenthood.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will call for a vote defunding the organization before Congress breaks for summer. The case of whether New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady deserves to be suspended for 4 games because of his alleged role in deflating footballs appears to be headed to federal court. As NPR's Tobia Smith reports, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell today denied an appeal and upheld Brady's suspension.
A big factor in Goodell's decision appears to be his conclusion that Brady arranged to destroy a cell phone that investigators wanted to look at. A statement from the NFL says Brady knew investigators wanted to see his text messages, but was hiding evidence of his participation in the scheme to deflate the footballs. Brady's attorneys have insisted there's no proof of his involvement or knowledge, and that his punishment is too harsh, an argument the NFL Players Union made as well. A 4-game suspension would cost Brady close to $2 million. The union says it'll appeal what it calls this outrageous decision. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Housing prices rose in May. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose nearly 5% in May from a year earlier. Prices have risen in recent months as an improving economy boosts job creation, but the supplies do remain tight. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow up over 1%. NASDAQ up nearly 1%. S&P 500 up 1.2%. This is NPR. A court in Libya has sentenced Muammar Gaddafi's son Saif to death in absentia. NPR's Leila Fadhel reports the sentencing is in connection to the killings in Libya during the 2011 uprising.
A spokesman for Tripoli's self-declared government said Saif al-Islam is one of 9 former regime figures that were sentenced to death today. All but Saif are in a prison in Tripoli. Right now, Saif al-Islam is being held by a militia in the western city of Zintan. For years, the militia has refused to hand him over to the central government. And right now, Libya is a country divided and sliding into chaos. There's a self-declared government in the capital backed by mostly Islamist militias. Meanwhile, the internationally recognized government of Libya is relegated to the country's east and backed by rival militias, including the militia in Zintan. Saif al-Islam is also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of crimes against humanity. Leila Fadhel, NPR News, Cairo.
In New Jersey, a man drove off with a bag of cash after 2 employees replenishing an ATM mistakenly left it on the ground. Police say one employee put the bag down with $150,000 inside as he moved things around in the vehicle, and then the pair drove off without the bag. Surveillance video shows a man in a white van grabbing the bag, and then that same vehicle was also seen driving into a nearby auto repair shop and apparently stealing used tires. Crude oil prices lower at this hour, down about 0.6% at $47.68 a barrel in electronic trading. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.